In Revelation chapter 2, verse 5, Jesus told the pastor, "Repent, do your first work, or else I will come unto you quickly and will remove your candlestick out of its place, except you repent." Personally, I believe the pastor and the church did repent. I believe that the church with the pastor continued on for maybe 400 or 500 years. We do know that in the 6th and 7th century A.D., because of a massive earthquake and a declining harbor, which left Ephesus a shell of the city that it used to be, and besides that, the followers of Muhammad led an invasion into Ephesus and forced most of the population of Ephesus to flee. We also find, as we read the history of this town, that the Ottoman Empire, which began with Osman, the son-in-law of the false prophet Muhammad, took final control of Ephesus in the 15th century. The city was in dire straits, its harbor practically useless, and by the end of that century, Ephesus was abandoned, its legacy left to archaeologists, historians, and the thousands of visitors which flocked to the regions each year to see the ancient ruins. Wonder what these visitors say as they view the ruins of a once thriving city. Ephesus was an ancient port city. The city was once considered the most important Greek city, the most important trading center in the Mediterranean. But now it is in total ruins. At one time, there was a flourishing church there. Paul started that church. It too is now in ruins. You can see them for yourself. You can read the account of what went on with Paul in that church in Acts chapter 19. The Bible says he went into one of their synagogues and spake boldly for the space of 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. Paul, under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, was a persuasive speaker. But when many were hardened and believed not, and spoke evil of the way which Paul was preaching to the multitudes, Paul departed from them, separated his disciples, and went and disputed daily in the school of Tyrannus. The Bible says, "And many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. Many of them, which used curious arts, brought their books together and burned them before all the men." What a revival! It was one of those book burning, barroom closing, jailhouse emptying revival. I gotta stop right here and tell you that a heaven-sent Holy Ghost revival will change your community. It will change your neighborhood. It will change your neighbor. But most of all, it will change you. You will become the salt of the earth, the light of the world. You will become the person that God has always intended you to be. People will look at you and say, "I want that." People may look at you and say, "I want a double portion of what that person has." Has anyone ever told you, "I'd like to have a double portion of what you've got"? Wouldn't it be something if they did? But there was a certain man there named Demetrius, a silversmith, who made silver shrines for Diana, and he told a group of his fellow craftsmen, "You see that not only here in Ephesus, but almost throughout Asia, this Paul has persuaded and turned away much people, saying that they be no gods, which are made with hands. Paul was a persuasive preacher. The church at Ephesus was on fire. The preacher was on fire. The preacher was boldly speaking against the false gods in that city. Paul didn't mind the riots. The pastor didn't mind those who spoke against what he was preaching. He just kept on preaching until they run him out of town. In fact, it was there in this town that Paul said, "I fought with beasts in Ephesus." Oh, for a pastor that will speak boldly the word of God in the face of any who would not believe it, in the face of all the false prophets, in the face of all the disgruntled and argument in groups of people who would speak evil of the way in which we live. Paul could have been intimidated by the people of the Temple of Diane. They were influential people, people with money, the upper class in the city. They had built a huge temple for their goddess Diana. The temple was supported by 127 iconic columns, each column towering 60 feet tall. It was 390 foot long and 90 foot wide and 60 foot tall. It was known as one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. Quite impressive. Yet Paul was not intimidated by this. Paul knew that he went forth in the power of the Spirit. Paul was not dependent on any man-made object, any man-made God. The God that Paul served was the creator of man, not the creation of man. We need preachers like that today that will not be intimidated by the social culture of our time. We need preachers today that will not water down the gospel, will not compromise their faith, will not deviate from the word, who will call sin, sin, who preach heaven is a good place to live and hell is a good place to shun. The Lord is looking for those kind of preachers today, preachers like John the Baptist, whom Jesus described as a burning and shining light. A shining light upon the Word of God, that men of all nations would discover the love and grace of God. In this day and time, when here in America, more than 500 churches are closed every year, we need preachers that will repent, return to their first love, and become that burning and shining light. He is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. Trust Him.